Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. I'm Violet Blue, and my website is tinynibbles.com if you want to check me out, see pictures of me in a wig and fetish outfits rolling around on my floor, taking silly self-portraits, or read articles, or check out my strange blog where I talk about things like sex robots and stuff like that. But this installment of Open Source Sex is an educational one. I'm taking a little mini break from erotica for this episode. And you know, I just have to rant for a minute. I'm wondering, why do bad things happen to good people? It really seems like a lot of people that I know are really going through a lot of really tough things right now. And, for instance, a friend of mine is in chemotherapy, and another very, very good friend of mine had a bad car accident on Friday. And another close friend of mine who's HIV positive is sick, which is always really scary. And it's just kind of not fair. And it seems to be going around. I don't seem to be the only person whose life is being touched by really tough, painful, difficult, frustrating, challenging things. So that's part of why I wanted to do an educational podcast and give you one of my wraps, because pretty soon I'm getting ready to go lecture for San Francisco Sex Information. And San Francisco Sex Information has been around San Francisco for about, I don't know, 30 years. And they've run a help hotline and an email help hotline for sex questions. They're a nonprofit, so if you ever need to give money to somebody, definitely give it to them. They're national, and they're amazing, and they've been training educators for decades to be able to answer all kinds of crazy sex questions, everything from am I gay to how do I get this light bulb out of my ass. So they do some really intense frontline education, and I've been lecturing for their students for many years now, and it always is really, really fun and extremely life-affirming for me to go and do this and get in touch with all kinds of people who are really enthusiastic about sex and being sex positive and just spreading and sharing as much information about sex as possible and being non-judgmental and encouraging other people to explore their lives and find things that make them happy and put them in a good, happy place and removing the shame from sex. So being part of that always is a happy place for me to go. And when I teach there, when I talk there, which is what I'm getting ready to do in the next couple of weeks, I always get really awesome questions from the students after my lecture. And the time that I have to lecture there is always really short because they have so many people come in and lecture that it's sort of rapid fire, like a teacher or a lecturer or an expert or, you know, someone who's a practitioner of a sex act will get up and talk about it, and you've got, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, which is just a really insane amount of time to try and condense an entire topic. And one of the topics that I lecture about is oral sex. So I get up there, and it's always humorous because I must look like a hyperventilating weirdo trying to speak as fast as possible and talk about oral sex as rapidly as possible. And then I get 5 minutes of questions, which is never enough time. There's often, like, you know, 20 to 30 students in the audience, sometimes more. And it's just, it's just intense. I could spend an hour with a workshop like that or with a lecture like that easily. And I have when I've lectured at SF State. But one of the questions that I get that I don't get to cover very much is taste and smell, specifically the taste and smell of genitals, and why they taste the way they do, how they taste, and how to make them taste differently. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, first of all, I'm going to talk about the taste of a woman, then I'm going to talk about the taste of a man, and then I'm going to talk about how to sweeten everything up, because believe it or not, you really can sweeten those things up, and it's fun. So let's start with cunnilingus. And some of this information you'll find in my book, The Ultimate Guide to Cunnilingus. So there will be a little bit of repetition, but there's also more information in that book about other things. And of course, all things cunnilingus related. So check it out. The odors and tastes found between women's thighs have had volumes of euphemisms written to commemorate or denigrate their uniquenesses. While researching my cunnilingus book, I encountered oodles of euphemisms, yet little actual information about the way women smell and taste. Women and men who enjoy performing cunnilingus opine enthusiastically about the sensual tastes and bouquet they relish, while others new to the game may be quite nervous about what they're going to encounter between their sweetie's legs. The scent and taste of a woman has certain certainties, though the makeup of her personal cocktail will change from day to day. And don't we all love cocktails? These changes depend on any number of factors, from the time in her cycle to whether she's eaten raw garlic recently or takes multivitamins. If you're wondering what's in store for you when going face-to-face with her vulva, then perhaps a chemistry lesson is in order. In determining the... I am not going to edit that out. I don't edit stuff like that out. I really don't. People think that I do, but I just stumble on through. So back to the chemistry lesson. In determining the combination of sensory information we perceive when we put something in our mouths, like food, it's easy to make comparisons and get general ideas by taking a look at pH, which is the acid-alkaline balance. For instance, on any given day, our skin's pH hovers between 6.0 and 7.0, while the pH of a healthy, happy vagina hovers between a 3.8 and 4.5. Now don't get lost with me on the numbers, this is going to make sense in a minute. Think about it. Even though you won't find pussy on the menu at your local cafe, though wouldn't that be nice, you can sample a taste of items near her pH levels to get an idea. Have some black coffee, which is a pH 5, try a lick of lemon, which is a pH 2, or have a glass of the closest thing going, red wine, which has the same pH range as the vagina. While we're on the subject of food, it's interesting to note that the friendly bacteria that protect the vagina from becoming the perfect hostess to germs are lactobacilli, the same bacteria found in yogurt. The lactic acid in vaginal secretions plays a big role in keeping the pH low. Healthy, juicy women will have a slightly sweet, slightly pungent scent, very near that of plain yogurt. The natural taste of a woman can range from slightly tangy to a slippery saltiness to even having a hint of iron around the time of her menstrual cycle. Strong foods such as asparagus and garlic can influence her flavors, and so can vitamins and antihistamines. Flavors and aromas secreted from an aroused woman's genitalia are so packed with chemicals and pheromones that they make a powerful biochemical aphrodisiac. However, this doesn't mean that her chemistry will necessarily click with yours, or that your lover will have the same sweet taste every time you go down on her. Should you notice a marked change in your sweetie's bouquet, and you both have established trust around oral sex, you might gently bring it to her attention, as it may warrant a health check. When a woman's vaginal pH changes, her secretions become stronger smelling. Wine is now off the menu, yogurt will not be served with breakfast. It doesn't take much to upset the balance and change the pH in the vaginal ecosystem, and three big polluters are douching, using a harsh soap, and semen. Douching is one of the biggest causes of vaginal infections. Regular soap is a surprisingly big offender. Most body soaps range in pH anywhere from 7.0 to 14. Women with sensitive vaginas may want to use a low pH soap available at many beauty shops and health food stores in place of regular soap. Choosing a low pH soap to use on your pussy may sound strange at first, but it is highly recommended. And you use different soaps on your face, right? I do. Look for soap that states a low pH on the label, soap made from goat's milk, or naturally made soaps found in health food stores, such as glycerin soap. Semen is so amazingly alkaline that it can change the scent of a woman within minutes. One little known fact is that the human mouth is less hygienic than the vagina, and folks who are going down will want to do their own bit of washing up too. Rinse your mouth with mouthwash, then water, to eliminate bacteria before you take the plunge. Don't brush your teeth, however, especially if you're not using safer sex barriers, because brushing and flossing your teeth creates tiny cuts in your gums, making you bleed, with which you may catch or pass an STD. Either way, tactful communication is the golden rule when you talk about her smell and taste. How each woman internalizes the rampant sexual shame about taste and smell is individually filtered and is coped with in infinite ways, from realizing it's BS to actually believing that she's dirty and gross on some level. You know it yourself, there's nothing hotter under the sun than a lover who goes crazy for your tastes and smells and makes it crystal clear that they absolutely love to have you in their mouth. Always be sensitive and let her know how much you enjoy everything about her. If one or both of you has cleanliness concerns, or if you sense that she might be a little concerned or sensitive herself about the way she might taste or smell, try showering together beforehand or taking a sensual bath. If you're unsure as to what your initial reaction to her taste might be, try this. As you seduce, arouse, and titillate her in the stages of foreplay, take the time to become accustomed to the scent of her skin. Gently massage her vulva with your hand and try a taste of her on your fingers. This way, you can change your mind before it's awkward or potentially hurtful to do so. But most likely you'll be singing the juicy praises of your sweet, sweet lover. And what about the taste of a man? What about that taste? Fellatio, when given with skill and enthusiasm, indeed, is wonderful to get. Virtually any man will attest to this fact. Just the same, the reverse is often true. Giving head can be incredibly arousing for the person going down, and this is something that's not often talked about. But for the giver, fellatio has a multitude of factors that can conspire to make the experience either a turn-on or a dud. One of those factors is a question of taste. Is he, or will he be, your favorite flavor? Chemistry has a lot to do, again, with the way you interpret his taste and scent. In the realm of your senses, taste and smell are intertwined like Siamese twins that require one another to live. You inhale your lover as you lick and get a complete taste, and your sense of taste enhances your ability to interpret smells. But it's the chemistry between the two of you that determines whether the person comes up on your body's radar as yummy or not, and you can usually tell within the first nuzzle or kiss. To find out more about the taste and scent of a man, chemistry and pH, and everything under the sun about giving head, and enthusiastic praise about being turned on and giving head, and how to get turned on and get off while giving head, check out my fellatio book. Your chemistry may click with that of your partner some of the time, but not all of the time. He, like a woman, can smell and taste different at different times, depending on stress, diet, smoking, not bathing for a few days, taking vitamins, or overall health changes. Nowhere are these changes more noticeable than when you go down on him. His genitals, though not usually overwhelmingly scented, are where his very essence is broadcast, scent-wise and taste-wise. But what does a man's cock smell and taste like? His genitals smell and taste exactly like him. His skin, actually, but more intense. In our genital areas, we have a high concentration of African sweat glands, glands that are present in association with hair follicles. They are found mainly in areas where there's obvious body hair, such as in the armpits and around the genital area. These glands are under hormonal control, and a large part of the way our bodies smell can be traced to the apocrine glands. By themselves, the secretions of these glands are odorless, but bacteria act on the secretions to produce our individual scent. If you're worried about what you might encounter when you put them in your mouth, have him take a shower or bath before you engage in oral sex. You can even join him, soap him down, yum, and begin oral sex in the shower if you feel comfortable. Generally speaking, the obvious answer to any cleanliness dilemma is for him to shower daily, and for men who have a foreskin, to be sure to clean under the hood. Any buildup will lead to a funky odor. If you and your partner plan on having him ejaculate in your mouth, you're probably wondering how he's going to taste. On average, man's ejaculate has the pH and consistency of an egg white, though this will be different from man to man, and the amount he ejaculates will also vary from time to time. Some men have thicker or thinner cum than others, stronger or milder tasting or smelling cum than others, and some will shoot a lot, while others will shoot very little. There are many variables as to why, and some of the factors are diet, pelvic muscular health and strength, frequency of ejaculation, overall health, and physiology. The taste of cum can be neutral, slightly sweet or lightly tart, or stronger, salty, musky. Things that can make the flavor of semen strong or pungent are typically the same things that make a woman taste strong too: vitamins, antihistamines, asparagus, beets, coffee, cigarettes, a diet high in red meats or garlic. Strong foods like these can influence his ejaculate in much the same way as they do urine. To keep it smelling and tasting neutral, he can avoid these foods at least 24 hours before oral sex and drink plenty of water. Carnivorous men tend to have stronger tasting semen than those who stick to vegetarian diets, though whether this is unpleasant or not to the person doing the tasting is up for debate. Sweetening cum and sweetening the taste of a woman's pussy is a whole different matter. Conventional wisdom on this subject, if there is such a thing, states that if a guy wants to make his ejaculate more palatable, he should drink lots of citrus, pineapple, or celery juice and eat a lot of sweet melon. However, the jury seems to be out on the results, and I'll wager that it'll probably be around 800 years before someone does a real study on the effects of cantaloupe on the taste of cum. Now, I'm not advocating that you buy any of these, but I do want to mention that there are a couple of products on the market that claim to enhance the bouquet and zest of semen, most notably Seminex and Come So Sweet. Both products claim to make it not only sweeter, but to impart it with a citrus flavor that, quote unquote, women will love. Oh, really? Personally, I like my cock straight up. But Seminex is a powder that comes in packets. He mixes the powder with water and drinks it before he goes to bed over the course of 2 or 3 days before he wants to be tasty. Seminex saw that I wrote about them on my blog and my website and my book, and they sent me a big sample canister to try. Unfortunately, I couldn't get any of the men that I know to try it. They were really worried about what kind of chemicals were in it that would sweeten their cum. So, the jury's out on Seminex. Come So Sweet is a sublingual tablet, which dissolves under the tongue, that's what sublingual means, that both partners use just before oral sex to change the taste of whatever fluid ends up in their mouths. Sadly and mistakenly, it's assumed by the manufacturers that pussy is also an undesirable taste, and that both partners are heterosexual. As you can tell, I was kind of offended by the marketing on their website. No products that make these claims have passed any sort of clinical or safety trials, so buyer beware, and read the ingredients of anything that makes these claims before you ingest them. So many people ask me about sweetening or improving the taste of male ejaculate or making a woman's flavor sweeter that I just had to come up with. Well, I had to experiment, and I did experiment not with the chemical stuff, but I experimented with some of the like melon and citrus things. And yes, you really can sweeten a man's cum and a woman's juices, I did discover. Citrus, mango, and cucumber really do work, but he or she has to refrain from strong foods and vitamins for a few days while drinking any juice mixture for it to work. So no garlic, asparagus, broccoli, red meats, curries, or multivitamins. And now I'm going to tell you the drink recipe that I've used and that I recommend. And I'm also going to put this drink recipe in the information on iTunes that comes with this podcast. It's also going to be on my podcast website, and it's on my website on the fellatio page right now. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you what the ingredients are. So what this does is this incorporates many popular cum sweetening ingredients, and I suggest that you try drinking it for 3 days in a row. It's sort of like a balanced breakfast, like oral sex should be. I call it the super spunk smoothie, but again, it's not just for spunk. It's for ladies too. It's 1 cup of pineapple, fresh, canned, or juice, 1 cup of mango juice, 1 banana, half a cucumber, peeled and seeded, half teaspoon of fresh ginger, half teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 2 tablespoons of honey. Blend all ingredients in a blender until smooth. Drink immediately. Repeat daily for best results. Have fun playing around with your lover's flavors and your own. You don't have to limit your experiments to ejaculate. There are a number of flavored lubricants, flavored condoms, and other fun tricks you can use to make fellatio and cunnilingus even more exciting than it already is. Just keep in mind that oils, such as flavored sex oils and foods that contain oils like chocolate and whipped cream, will cause latex condoms to break. That means a whipped cream cock sundae will lead to a broken condom, even if you really suck and lick him clean. That sounds fun. Also, if you're planning on having a penis-vagina intercourse, that almost came out sounding funny, like a penis-vagina pie or something. Anyway, keep in mind that flavored lubes and foods that are high in sugars will introduce bacteria into the vaginal canal, and that can cause a yeast infection, especially if you or your female lover is susceptible to these kind of infections. To find out more about fellatio and cunnilingus, check out my books, Ultimate Guide to Fellatio and Ultimate Guide to Cunnilingus. I hope you've enjoyed all of my slip-ups and stutters, because I've had a lot of fun talking about tastes of pussies and the taste of cum and making it sweeter and just sort of thinking about doing more experiments. I hope that you have your own oral sex research labs set up in your house and that you have all sorts of awesome mad scientist experiments with the way that you taste and smell. So in the meantime, I hope that you're all doing well and that you're happy. And thank you very much for listening to Open Source Sex. Until next time.